and they'll tell you.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Don't miss Kohl's 3-day sale, Thursday through Saturday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Just direct those feet.
To the sunny side.
To what side? Feet. The sunny side, yeah.
Can't you hear a pitter-pat?
Hear that pitter-pat.
And that happy tune.
Happy tune. That's your whose step? Why, it's your step.
Life can be so
sweet. Life can be not bitter, but sweet.
On the
sunny, not the cloudy
side
of the street.
I used to
walk
in the shade.
Not in the sun, but the shade.
With those blues on parade.
Not the Rams, but the blues on parade.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
This rover.
And we're back.
Crossed over.
What?
I'd be rich as rock
star. Stupid man.
Gold dust at my feet.
You know that watch.
Who is that?
The guy who's on After We Get Off, Mark Christopher.
Oh, no.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I believe he's gone. Just let go yesterday.
It's Thursday. It's a boring, slow Thursday. There's not a whole lot going on here. Or anywhere, really. They spotted Casey Anthony. Ooh, like that's the big news. Somebody saw her.
Oh, I saw that.
Go out to dinner in
Florida. At a steakhouse.
Yeah.
She was enjoying a nice sirloin.
Yeah, she didn't have any money. She has no money. She's eating steak. It's a good life. And still kind of hot looking. I mean, she's hot.
Yeah,
on the hot scale. She's on the scale. She may not be a 10, but she's on there. Welcome to the December 13th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I do.
Well, sounds like somebody might have gotten his insurance problem settled or not.
Actually,
Dan Strauss, everybody. Give him a round of applause. He deserves it. Come on.
Thank you so much.
Come on.
Thank you so much.
What do you have?
Actually, I did get the insurance problem solved this morning.
Right.
They called right away after an attorney friend of mine sent them a letter and left them a voicemail. All of a sudden, my phone rang, and everything was straightened out.
Now the wheels are in motion. That attorney thing, that works every time.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. And I talked to my insurance agent also, and he said, we can go this route also. So we were ready. I had all these ducks in a row and ready to go. And all of a sudden, the guy calls and says, oh, Dan, we'll do this and do that and do this. And it's like, great. So that's all.
Are you going to get a comparable rental car?
Yes, I am.
Ah, wow. Hey,
listen, if all of this had failed, I was about to suggest to you to use the thing that I used that time that got immediate reaction and satisfaction. And that was just to say in your voicemail or in an email, I guess you take a little longer to get the monies due to African Americans.
Oh, man.
They'd have jumped right on it.
Yeah.
You didn't say that you were black.
No, I did not.
You just said, I guess you're a little slower to respond to African Americans.
Yeah.
So that's all taken care of.
That's all been taken care of.
And by the way, if anybody listening wants to make something out of what I just said, then you don't really know the story that I've told several times about discrimination. If you want to, there's no such thing as reverse discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination. But I got a resolution to a problem instantly once I just suggested that maybe they had a different attitude toward African Americans. I didn't even say that I was African American. And boom, problem solved, just like that. It wasn't solved when I was white, but when they thought I wasn't, whoo, they took care of it. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
And last night I performed a wedding as a reverend.
Ooh. How'd that go?
It went great.
Are they still married? Are they divorced already?
They are still married. I actually have the certificate here. I had to sign it, take it, fill it out. And
how many people were there?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe 15 to 20 people.
That's it?
Oh, small.
Yeah, it was very small and everything.
You know what it tells me? They were embarrassed that you were officiating.
They're going to have the real wedding later with other people.
Yeah, Saturday night, there's going to be a church wedding, a real priest.
A real wedding.
Just sort of a practice deal.
Yeah. No, they wanted something very small. Originally, it was going to be a surprise, and there were just going to be...
A surprise wedding?
Not a surprise to the bride and groom.
No. A surprise to everyone else. And they decided not to, and then just include it, just a handful of people.
Now, you didn't try to make it into a comedy routine, did you?
No. Yeah.
You played it straight?
No, I played it straight, but they wanted me to interject some things in there. So
Do you have your script? Because I know you said you wrote something up. Did you bring it?
No, I didn't.
Was it the write by the book? Do you take this moment to be the, you know, that would pretty much straight down the, you know.
Well, there are certain things that you have to say, I think. And, yeah, that was in there.
Did you use the by the powers vested in me?
No, I did not. I didn't say by the powers vested in me. No.
Well, then they're not really married.
They're not?
Yeah.
I think you have to say that.
Really?
Yeah. I by the powers vested in the state of Missouri. In the state of Illinois. Was it Missouri or Illinois?
Missouri.
By the powers vested in me in the state of Missouri, I now pronounce you married. If you didn't say that, they're not even married. They're living in sin right now.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah, way to go.
I'll have to do it again, I guess.
And it is powers vested, right? Not invested.
Yeah, vested.
By the powers vested in me.
By the powers vested in me.
Now, see, I expected Dan, because he can't help himself, to get up there with a vest and go, by the powers of this vest. See, he would do that.
He should have had you punch up a script for him.
Did you do the bit where you go, hang on a minute, I made a few notes, let me get out my pad and pull out a Kotex maxi pad, like I've seen you do 100 times?
Pad and pencil.
My pad and pencil.
Yeah, that makes for a good serious wedding.
One time I did have that computer paper that's all tied together that you have to rip off.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I did that one time, and I
said... Oh, that's folded over and over. Yeah, perforations.
Yeah. The dot matrix printer paper.
And I did get up one time. I said I had a few things I wanted to say, and I just let it unfold.
And, you know, years ago I did that, and I thought I was doing the funniest thing in the world. I got up somewhere back when I used to get up and could do it. And I stood up and I just said, I'm not going to take long. I just jotted just a couple of things down. And I did the same thing. I pulled out and held it as high as I could hold it, and it fell to the floor.
Yes.
It was like 9 feet of paper. And they laughed. So, hey.
Element of surprise. That's what it is.
So that's it? No other, I mean, nothing, just pretty uneventful. They got married and they left. And where'd they go on their honeymoon?
They haven't gone anywhere yet. They're going somewhere this weekend, but we all went up to the House of Rock last night.
Your wedding was your honeymoon. I mean, you were on your honeymoon.
That's right.
You got married.
All in one. Yeah.
All in one.
That was the way to do it.
Dan, did you do any honeymoon either time? Vegas.
No. Yeah. Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas, the second one. Yeah.
You know what? And I hope I can say this without bursting into tears, because this is such a sad story. But it's true. We were married in a fever hotter than a pepper spray. He knew I was going to do that.
Yeah.
And it was Saturday. We left the church, went down to the basement for our alcohol-free Baptist boring reception of 20 people, and went right to our trailer on Highway 50 between Fairview Heights and O'Fallon that we rented for $90 a month with furniture.
Ooh.
With furniture.
Ooh, that's a
deal. Single wide, not a double wide, in an actual real trailer court. And we never left town for 5 years.
Oh.
No honeymoon, no engagement ring.
Man.
Just a trailer, and we both went to work at our jobs, and she made $1 a week more than I made, and it burned me up.
Wow.
She made $100 a week. I think you're supposed to say 100. She made $100 a week.
Yeah.
And I made $99, and it killed me.
Because
I worked at a radio station part-time, and she worked at Venture.
Oh.
And I thought, how can you make more at Venture? I am in the radio business. She made $1 more. I'll never forget that. About 5 years before we left town. And we saved, literally, well, I saved. She's not a saver. We'll get into that another time. But I saved, and I had a secret fund, and I had to have it secret and her not know about it, or it would have ended up going for like eight
shoes.
Other hair and nail appointments or bags and shoes and stuff. So I saved the money, and then 5 years later, we were able to hop in the car and take a real trip to Florida. So...
Was that
trailer? Congratulations to those people.
Yeah, John and Michelle. Was the trailer, was it a 12 by 60 or 14 by 70?
Well, I don't know, but it was small. And it wasn't double wide, and there was no, it was just, you know, those little wooden steps up to the door.
Yeah.
And it was very small. But I've been in double wide, and I'm going to tell you something.
Where does the sewage go?
Well, you're still tied into the city sewer system.
Septic tank.
Yeah.
No. This was right off Highway 50, so there was no septic tank.
Each plot trailer. Or whatever has.
Well, now this was one with it was skirted and it was sort of set to be a permanent home. Now you could have moved it, but it had. And Dan, you know what I'm talking about. It had skirting around it, so you couldn't see under
it. Seen that before.
And it was like a little bitty house. But no, we were on. We were still on the city sewer system.
They have a concrete pad. They pull the trailer up on the concrete pad, and then they do all the hookups, the electric and then the sewer. They hook all that stuff up.
Now, my house now in Wildwood is on a septic system. We've been there 26 years, and sometimes people will say, ooh, a septic system? I bet that's constantly overflowing. No. We've never. You know that we, in 26 years, we had it pumped out one time, and the only reason I did it was after about 3 years, I let the bad advice of other people get to me, and a couple of people did a good enough job convincing me, you better pump that thing out. Then we had it pumped out, and then I realized later it was wasted money, because now, after 24 more years, it's never overflowed. There's never been an odor. It's a very... more than capable, the capacity.
How does that work?
They're called laterals. No, it goes out into underground, and there are laterals, they call them, and if it's done right, you couldn't throw enough stuff in there to back it
does
up.
Does it just eventually seep into the ground?
Yeah, it just disintegrates and absorbs and seeps in the ground, and it's, you know, whatever.
You got a bunch of doo-doo dirt around your house, right?
I guess. Not a bunch. We don't go that often.
That's good fertilizer, I guess.
You know, our trees are tall.
Yeah. Your wife doesn't cook that much, so you guys wouldn't be going number two a lot.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a little personal.
You still eat.
Yeah, they still eat.
Whether you cook or not, you still eat.
Take out.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Anything else?
I got a couple things.
Well, all right, Dan, your segment,
you're done?
Were you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished, yeah.
Let's move on now to our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, what do you have?
First thing, I want to say I'm not really happy with Google. They've apparently tweaked their image search, so it's a little harder to find certain images on their...
You're obviously talking about topless photos.
Porn,
like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yeah. I had this issue the other day because I heard this story, and it's strictly research for our show that Anne Hathaway got out of a car at the Les Miserables.
With no underwear.
And I saw that picture.
Premiere.
They edited it and put a little heart down there and had some little something to block
you
it
gotta
out.
Find, you got to find.
How do you know she doesn't have that heart tattooed down there?
No, it was an overlay. It took me a while. It took me longer than
you
usual.
You finally found it?
To find the uncensored
picture.
Will
you send it to me?
Yes, but I'm not really happy that they tweaked their...
Again, let me make this clear. I want you to send it to me, not because I want to look at that kind of stuff, but because, as you said, we're in the media.
Right, you have to.
You know, what people are talking about, texting about, I don't know, what's hot. We need to know. So, otherwise, we'll hear people, the Anne Hathaway thing, and we'll go, what are you talking
about?
You
got to stay on top of stuff.
I don't know
what
you're talking about. I didn't see it, and it makes us look stupid.
Yeah, there's no foliage. No, that's the only thing you get to see. You don't see any, the...
Cracktal...
Meat drapes that we were talking about the other day.
Good Lord. Can you say that?
It's just... I don't think that's on the list of terms that
you
can't
say. Is it as graphic? Can you see as much as you could with Britney?
No. Britney, you could actually see, the menorahs and the majoras.
You don't see that.
No.
what do you see then?
You see her landscaping. You see how she takes care of herself, manicures herself.
I think that's good for the world to know. Hey, look, I groom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I would say it's a little diamond-shaped
landing strip.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you zoomed in on it.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. Why not?
You did.
If you're going to look at it, if you're going to do research, you have to do detailed research.
Can you show
yeah,
me?
Yeah, so I'll send that picture to you both.
And you need to make it full screen because my eyes are bad.
All right. I'll see what I can do. Okay. So that was that. So I'm not happy with Google. The second thing, I was listening to John Carney last night. And he had a guy on from Men's Health Magazine. And they were talking about, I guess, because the first of the year is coming up, and they did a whole segment on men cleaning up their wallet, you know, taking care of, you know, getting rid of business cards and things like that, and, you know, how you shouldn't necessarily have...
Hey, his show sounds like it's got some interesting stuff.
Taking all the money out, too.
But we were going to do that.
I think he has this guy on once a week, and they cover various topics, but this guy mentioned that you should keep in your wallet a couple of ones and a $100 bill because you'll be less likely to spend money that way.
What does that
mean? Let's say if you have a bunch of 10s and 20s, you'll spend that money more frequently because you don't want to break
100.
Yeah, but it's so stupid. If you're gonna buy something, you're gonna buy something. It doesn't matter if
I just thought
that was funny. That's the kind of articles that Men's Health has, that you should keep a $100 bill and a couple ones in your wallet because that'll keep you from spending more money.
Your prostate?
Well, yeah.
First of all,
does that stop you from using your debit card?
And by the way, if you see something in the store and it's $93.99, you go, oh, great, I got $100.
Right.
Here. And what's the difference?
Hey, that just means you're going to use your debit card more, and you'll probably spend more because you'll just keep swiping your debit card because you only have a couple ones and a hundred in your wallet.
And then did he say something like, that's great, he's like, and you know, I always keep at least one $5 bill as well.
Yes, I think he did say that. But otherwise, it was an entertaining segment. John has a good show. So.
I don't carry a wallet. I carry a money clip. One side for cards, credit cards, driver's license, whatever. The other side for bills. And I've done it for probably 10 years. I don't miss a wallet.
I have
because a wallet gets thicker.
I have a George Costanza wallet. Yes,
oh my
goodness. Wallet is very thick.
It bulges out. You can't even fold it. And
that's
then when you do go through it, you find all the things you stuck in there that you never really needed to keep anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Receipts,
yeah.
Somebody's business card.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So with a clip, you don't accumulate all that crap.
It's amazing when you do clean out your wallet, you take out business cards and all this other stuff, and then you put your wallet in your pocket, it feels like nothing's there. You're like, oh my God, it's missing.
And this guy said you shouldn't keep condoms in your wallet either because it deteriorates the quality of the condom.
Yeah.
Of the wallet.
So it disintegrates.
It's a higher chance that it won't work properly.
Great. Now you tell.
Yep.
I know.
Does anybody still do that? I pictured that was like back in the 70s and 80s. Do guys still carry them in their
wallet?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't have a big enough wallet to carry mine around.
Because my girlfriend who is...
Quad-fold.
Oops! I didn't mean to say that.
I have to...
I have a quad-fold wallet that I keep mine in.
I have to take the...
one night's worth.
To take the cover off the newspaper. I use those.
Oh, my goodness.
The sleeve.
Paper bag.
Yeah.
That was all I had.
All right, well, the Burke segment is officially closed. I have, we'll take a break, and then we'll take some calls, and I want to read you, not all of it, but I'm going to read you a little bit of a doctor's review of an MRI that I had recently, and it's kind of funny, because there were two doctors involved, and the one sends the MRI image on a disc to another one to get a second opinion. And then he sends me this email saying, here's what Dr. So-and-so, here's his analysis of the MRI. And I'm not kidding. I had to go to the dictionary like 10 times to even figure out what this guy. There's a whole different language that doctors and nurses know that we have no idea what they're talking about. They never can just say, looks good. You know, I mean, or, well, looks like we might have a problem. It's, you know, the second-level metatarsal anosmioplasma. Something has a shadowy image indicating a nephropathy of the...
What?
Yeah, exactly. So maybe I'll read you part of that. And then we have to talk about... something I've talked about before, and it's a commentary on the tragedy, but it's still an observation. I can't be the only one who has made this observation when somebody either dies or unfortunately gets killed in a car wreck, didn't die naturally, or gets shot, or whatever. We'll get to that later. If you want to call and you're really patient, you can call now and just, you know, wait till after the commercial break. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. Once again, John Londoff has entrusted me to do the entire commercial without him. So I'd like to go ahead now and make sure that I get out of the way the things he would say and would want to say. Are you kidding me? I've said that.
All right.
I don't want to leave anything out. Frank, you're good looking.
Down?
You're a good looking guy, Frank. You're a good looking guy. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Mary Beth Tesek. 24/7. Londoff.com. Shook the hand of the hand. It shook the hand of Franco Pena. Yes. And wonderful AM and PM listeners. They're the greatest. They're always good to meet them and shake their hands, bring them in the office. And Bruce Weiner's been here 29 years. He's been there 29 years for the last 7 years, by the way. And Bruce Weiner, the guys in the service department, I tell you, they work hard. And hot weather, cold weather, they're always back there working. We're proud of these guys. A lot of longtime employees here. And I want to say hi to, and then I don't actually have the names, but just you know who you are who just came in and bought a car. And your AM and the PM, so just, you know, pretend that I said your name. And now that I've done his part, and what I know he would say, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. I'm going to go back to what one of the salespeople at the station said to me, I don't know, 6 years ago, or however long ago it was, 7 years ago, when he asked me if I'd ever met John Londoff Jr. And I said, no, I never have. Oddly enough, I never have. I've met most car dealers, but I've never met him. And he said, well, I hope you get a chance to meet him. I can honestly say he's the nicest car dealer I've ever dealt with. And that's what he said about Londoff. And the reason I say that to you is, one, he can't hear me. I would never say that if he could hear it. Oh, my goodness, I'd never hear the end of it. But I say it to you because it carries over not just to, you know, it's one thing to be nice in the business community because you're trying to sell vehicles to a few salespeople at a radio station or to a company that delivers things, and that's one kind of nice. But it's another thing to be that nice to individual customers, because most car dealers, and I have been around a lot of them, they don't really go out of their way to individually meet and thank customers whenever they can. They'll do it in mass. You know, they'll go TV or radio and go, I just want to thank all of you. We had a great year.
Or
you know,
powerful, yeah.
Yeah, they'll do it that way, and then you'll never meet them. But it is absolutely true that if John Londoff is in that building and you want to meet him, believe me, he wants to meet you, and he wants to shake your hand. And that sort of, that way of doing business trickles down to the rest of his employees there. They are respectful to you because they know that to some people, you know, spending $15,000 for a vehicle is a big, big deal. It's as big a deal as spending $100,000 is to somebody else. And it should be treated that way, and it should be exciting, and it should be fun, and it should be hassle-free. So that's the reason. Now, of course, competitive pricing enters in there and all that stuff, but that's, to me, the biggest reason for the long term success of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet at the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 or Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Let's get a check on the traffic. Hopefully it's a lot better than it was last night. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, so far we're starting out with a lot of little incidents out there, Dan. Southbound on 270 at Highway 44, working with a stall on the right shoulder that has you approaching Manchester Road. You're starting to tap the brakes southbound on 270. Westbound on 44, you're off the pace now near Elm. There's a disabled vehicle there on the right shoulder as well. Debris reported in the roadway. 370 westbound just past 270. That is in the left lane. Working with the stall, 270 westbound at 367 on the right shoulder. Already heavy westbound on 64, Hampton through about Bellevue and Pockets, heading in between 270 and Mason. This update is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Just in time for the holidays, hurry now to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock for my show, Smart Living. You know, it can be a struggle to celebrate the holidays for kids of divorced parents. A St. Louis attorney offers advice to bring peace to blended families. Plus, will our health care be the first to jump off that fiscal cliff? The head of the American Hospital Association joins me. And the doctor who redefined healthy eating, Andrew Weil, is bringing his true food restaurant to St. Louis. And one of you could win a copy of his cookbook and improve your health. That's all coming up 2 p.m. Saturday. Join me.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-900-5797.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-900-5797. That's 1-800-900-5797.
Happy holidays. I'm Bob Kelly, owner of Broadgate Automotive Group. We want to thank you for another great year. We wouldn't be the number one Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in Missouri and Southern Illinois year after year without you. Because we are the area's number one volume dealer. Our sales objectives from the manufacturer are far greater than our competition's, so we can't afford to lose a deal. What does that mean to you? Time and money saved. Largest selection of new vehicles, so you can skip shopping around. We often give too much for your trade to make a deal. Equals the lowest prices around. Isn't that right, Mark?
You know it. Ho, 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 and hello. I'm Mark Winstead. You won't lose on deals like this during the big finish sales event. How about a new 2013 Journey for $21,499 to haul that holiday loot? Or lease a new Dodge Dart to spread some holiday cheer from only $149 a month. And don't forget the no-charge oil changes for life with any car purchase.
Skip the malls and come see us at either Royal Gate location in Ellisville, Missouri or Columbia, Illinois, just 5 minutes from South County. Shop online at RoyalGateDirect.com. Royal Gate Automotive Group. We're number one for a reason.
With approved credit, price includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for details.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
This season at the Home Depot, Husky 65-piece mechanics tool sets are just $29.88. These tools are new, improved, and guaranteed forever. And they're even more affordable. So what you give the do-it-yourselfer on your list can be a little gift to your wallet, too. Because you gave the gift of doing with a Husky 65-piece mechanics tool set for just $29.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card to Lordo's Diamonds. The 12 days of Christmas, from Affordable Kitchens and Bath, Season Spa and Salon, The Cheshire, Toco's Custom Sound, G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company, C.R. Frank's Popcorn, Lordo's Diamonds, and the Big 550 KTRS.
You Santa Claus?
I recognize that voice. That's Celine Dion.
Yes. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I falls behind.
But I falls behind.
Hang in my stocking.
We have a couple of people who've been very patient and have been on hold, and get right to them after I give you the numbers. If you weren't patient and you decided to just call now, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And before you call to even ask, the answer is yes. Dan Strauss this season will do Reindeer Rock. He's agreed to do it.
Yeah.
He's reluctant to do it, but we talked to him, and it's kind of like me. I don't want it to keep doing the Connery thing, the Sean Connery thing.
You don't have
but
a choice.
Enough people ask, you know, you give the people their wishes. That's what you do. Let's go to the phones and talk to Don. Hello, Don. How are you?
Great. Hey, guys. AM and the PM.
Don, everybody.
Hey, Don.
Thank you, Don. How can we help you?
Nah, I just had a comment on the condom and the wallet cleaning out gig there. That's that's old school. Today, the ladies carry the condoms in their purses, so you don't have to worry about wearing them out of there.
As it should be,
yeah.
Come on, guys, wake up there.
Yeah, as it should. Well, you're talking to guys. It doesn't matter to us. We're not getting anything. We're not getting anything.
Yeah.
So, but that's hey. I didn't. That's good to know. That's good to know that the ladies are prepared.
All right. Have a great afternoon. Right. Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Don. Thank you, Marcia. And I'm not going to do the Marcia. She's probably sick of that, and I'm even sick of it. Marcia, how are you?
I'm good.
Now,
okay,
I
am going to go back a few years when you had your incident with your son when you went to Chicago. And he threw his underwear in the toilet.
At the Drake Hotel.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what would happen if that would with a septic tank?
Well, nothing, because it either goes on through or it doesn't. It's either stuck or it blows on through into the septic system.
Okay. But I thought that story was hilarious. Okay.
Well,
it is a good one.
Thank you. It was a good one. It's one of my top five kid stories ever. And I'll never forget. I forget a lot in my life, as everybody does, but there are certain things that happen in your life you will never forget them.
Right.
And that was one, because I think part of the reason that makes you remember certain things is if there's fear involved. And if you're afraid of embarrassment, afraid of a huge bill for repairs, fear causes you to remember that. I remember being afraid out on the ocean. I remember one plane ride where I was scared, but I don't remember most plane rides.
Right.
think whenever there's a situation where you're going, oh no, then you remember it, and that's exactly what I was thinking. But that's a great story. I thank you for remembering that.
Yes, and this is the other thing. We bought a Traverse in 2011 from mm-hmm. Johnny Randolph, okay?
Yeah.
And
good for you.
The service is outstanding. Okay, there's a fellow up there named Mike, and he takes care of my husband every time he goes in there.
Does he? Well, what about you?
Well, I don't go in with him.
No, okay, you make your husband.
I need no service from him.
So you make your husband take it in.
Right, exactly.
You know, this is where your household and mine are different, because I make my wife, I actually make her change the oil at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
that's her job.
It's modern times.
Thank you. I don't believe you.
Well, thank you, I only tell the truth.
Thank you, though, for doing business with Johnny Londo.
Yes.
We appreciate it, and they appreciate it, and for listening. Thank you for that, too.
Okay.
All right, Marcia, Merry Christmas. Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah.
Okay. Peggy. I like it when the ladies call. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm AM and a PM.
That's the way to be.
Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to let you all know this has nothing to do with Christmas, but in June we purchased 24 baby chicks, and we've been raising the chickens in our, well, we started out them in the home, and now they're out in the coop. My husband built them a coop. And every day we come out and let the chickens roam around out in the yard, and we listen to you all during that time. So I wanted to let you know, we sit out here with the chickens and listen to you guys.
I cannot,
not a real exciting life. But,
but I cannot think of a better way to listen to our show than with chickens.
Did you get them for eggs?
Yes, we did, and we're selling the eggs now. They're laying about 16 eggs a day now. They're doing
so,
okay.
So how many,
small,
how many?
But they're getting there.
How many chickens are there?
24.
So you say 16 eggs a day. What's wrong with the other eight?
Well, they're just starting to lay. They've only been laying for about a month now, and it takes a little while for them all to get going. So
they lay an egg, like a chicken lays an egg every day?
They lay an egg every 27 hours.
Wow. I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that either. Now, you have to have a rooster, right?
No, we don't have a rooster. Chickens lay eggs without a rooster. They're just not fertile.
See, I didn't know that. I don't know anything about this. I didn't know that either. I thought you had to.
I didn't either until we got them and we started reading about
it. Now, does each hen, in this case, lay just one egg a day, or do they lay more than one?
Well, usually every 27 hours, so about one a day.
One a day. That, unbelievable.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
See, we learned something, because this is the learning show from you.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck to those other eight hens as they try to. What is it that, I mean, that they're not, is it because they're not old enough to lay yet, or what?
They're pretty much all getting there now. We can't really tell who's laying because we've got five different types of chickens, and we think they're pretty much all laying now. But some
so you need
laying.
The rooster if you want those eggs
if
to become chicken.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the is the upkeep expensive at all, or no?
Yeah, it's about $20 maybe a bag for a bag of feed.
So and how long does that last for?
They go through about a bag every 3 weeks or so.
That's not too bad.
No.
And what do you get for eggs? What do you charge for your eggs?
Well, right now they're tiny. They're only small, so we're only charging $1. But when they get to be medium, we're going to get $2.
For a dozen.
You go after the crowd that's trying to lose weight.
Yeah,
we're mostly just selling it to friends and family.
Give me
you can still have three eggs. They're just small.
Give me a 12-egg omelet.
Yeah.
When they first started laying them, they were called Kiwi.
That's a good name. Thank you
but
for
now small.
Thanks for the Traverse feedback, and thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, to you too. Thanks.
All right, Peggy. Mike. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm sliding down the razor blade of life.
Well, that sounds great.
Wow.
What can we do for you?
I'm AM and the PM, too.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Talking about condoms, many, many years ago, I spent 3 years in the first three division.
And by the way, when you're talking about it, you called them rubbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used them to keep the dirt out of our rifle barrels.
Propose.
Yes. No, I've heard of this. They did this in the service.
Yeah.
It was a great way to keep dirt out of the barrel.
Yeah, the dirt and snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I had to say. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too, Mike. Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple other things that I've heard over the years of people using condoms for protecting openings to whatever. But he's right. They put them on rifle barrels. One more, at least, maybe another one before we take a break. Leo is here. Hello, Leo.
Hey, I'm in the pen.
Thank you. That's easy for you to say. What's up?
And I just want to let you know what chicken eggs are. Or eggs are.
What?
Chicken eggs. What chicken eggs are.
What?
They're chicken periods.
Okay. So they literally have a period every 27 hours.
No, that's not right, is it?
That would be horrible.
Now, are you
kidding?
That's
why that one gal didn't have a rooster. It didn't stay around.
What? See, he's trying. He's reaching. He's going a long way around to try to put a joke together. But he's learning. Leo's learning here. He's learning that comedy is very hard.
Yeah, that's good they don't call it that, because scrambled periods don't sound very good to eat.
That'd be a bloody mess.
Right. Oh, my God. All right, Leo.
Thank you, Leo. Yeah.
Wow.
And we were doing so well.
Yes.
We were on the right track, and then Leo stepped in. How much time do I have here?
I think we got a minute or two.
All right, so here's the deal. I had this MRI, and without getting very specific about it, I had it, and so the radiologist looks at it, and he's got that kind of he didn't say, "Hey, everything looks great," and he wasn't sure. So then you thought, "Oh boy!" And when you get a little older, everything that happens to you, you immediately think, "All right, cancer, brain tumor,
I'm dying,
heart attack. Here come heart attack." So I go to another doctor, and I'm talking to him. He says, send the thing over, the disc. And I did. He said, I got a guy. He'll be clearer on what he's looking at. Now, here I have a printout on the MRI disc, and I just thought it was funny because when he sent it to me, he says, I think you'll really be glad to read this doctor's report. And I know that overall what it's saying is, I'm not going to die tomorrow. It's nothing imminent here. But he says, MRI was performed with and without contrast on a Hitachi 0.3 Tesla open MRI. Well, that's good to know, because I was wondering of machinery.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was a Hitachi 0.3 Tesla. That's what I wanted.
The Teslas are good.
It was that machine. And then he says, findings, osseous structures, marrow spaces, and cortical margins amidst the visualized osseous anatomy are intact.
Ooh.
Thank goodness.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. He says, specifically, there is no evidence of metastatic disease. And then he says, no evidence of an invasive lesion. Mild, normal variant, heterogeneity of signal is shown.
Well, you're hetero.
Focal, low signal intensity is shown in the peripheral zone, a finding that may be potentially associated with neoplasia. What? And then he says, normal morphology is shown in the signal. A few tiny normal-sized iliac obturator lymph nodes are shown. I was hoping they wouldn't say that.
Wow.
Without pathologic enlargement. And I called him. I just said, send me one in English. So there's another sheet that's sort of basically. But that's what they went to school for, so they could talk like that. And we're not supposed to understand it all. We come back, we'll talk a little bit about how Peon, as he continues to grow into adulthood, is starting to discover what I've known for a long time, that most of what you think you see, you're not really seeing, and pretty much lots of things are scams, and you should be very skeptical in your life. This reality show, Storage Wars, they've now got a guy who's come forward and says that it's fake, and that they plant stuff in those storage sheds, so when people open them up, from time to time, they find valuable things. Well, of course they do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have a boring show with a bunch of junk in it. I'm going to tell you right now, most of the stuff you watch that you think is reality is not reality at all. And Pawn Stars, I'm thinking, is a good example. Don't tell me that they don't arrange for some people every once in a while to come in and go, whoa, what's this worth? Well, this is worth $800,000. Where'd you find this? Of course they do.
I went in that store when I was in Vegas. And
yeah. So grow up, Peon. You'll learn. You'll learn as you get a little older. Let's give Matheny Heating and Cooling what they pay for here, and that is a moment of our time to try to get you, if you're not already a customer, to become a customer of Matheny Heating and Cooling. Now, this is a company you're not going to have out, you know, more than probably a couple times a year. More if you have an old system that continually has to be fixed and repaired, and a little baling wire and an extra part. And you keep, our old heating and cooling system, that's literally what we did. We kept it going as long as we possibly could. I mean, it got down to where it was such an old unit that they were finding parts and calling around for systems that had been ripped out of houses where they could salvage just one old part that they couldn't find anywhere. Whatever it takes, they'll do. And if it takes replacing your current heating and cooling system, they'll replace it, and they'll do it right. And it'll be the right size, because I think that one of the worst things you can do is put an underrated, inefficient system in your home, meaning to save you money and impress you with a low dollar amount. What they've actually done is put in a less than adequate system. Your house is a certain size, it should have a certain size unit that does certain things, pushes so many cubic feet of air through so many feet. They know all that. It's a complicated formula, but they know how to figure all that out so that you're not paying for what you don't need, but that you're not getting less than you do need. 70th year in business, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Don't worry about the brand, the make, the model, the type. They'll fix it, they'll repair it, they'll install it. St. Charles, St. Louis counties, reputable company, nice people, family business, 70 years this year. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Oh, tell them your AM and the PM. I almost forgot. There's a big reward for that. 15% off the first service call for residential customers. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
Hi, this is Farmer Dave. For my family and all the cows and the skunks out in Skunk Hollow, we want to wish your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Buy one, get one is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes and get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big